News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Officials continue to investigate the horrific crash involving that tour bus and a FedEx truck in Northern California. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into what caused the accident that killed 10 people on Thursday. Australia's Prime Minister is expressing confidence that signals that are being detected in the search for the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 are from the missing plane. During a visit to China on Friday, Tony Abbott told reporters that they are very much have whittled down the area in the southern Indian Ocean where they're searching. Also, officials in St. Louis, Missouri are investigating the source of a gas smell that led to the evacuation of thousands of people from the Edward Jones Dome. KSDK reports that people in that area Friday night first noticed the smell of burning plastic prior to being sent the natural gas smell. About 12,000 people were attending a skincare and beauty convention at the facility. Several influential senators are calling on the Department of Justice to get involved in the massive General Motors recall. They sent Attorney General Eric Holder a letter urging him to oppose any efforts by GM to skirt financial responsibility for failing to promptly recall vehicles with faulty ignition switches. The National Security Agency is denying that it was aware and exploited the data in the Heartbleed cyber bug. An NSA spokesman said the agency only became aware of the bug when it was made public. The recently discovered bug allowed hackers to access personal data from websites. A report in Bloomberg's claimed the NSA knew about the bug but decided to keep it secret so it could use the glitch to gather critical intelligence. Governor Walker has been granted a six-month extension on the decision for a proposed Kenosha casino. The extension pushes the deadline to February 19th. That's well past the November 4th election. The Menominee tribe had been seeking to build the $800 million Hard Rock Casino on the ground of the old Dairyland Greyhound dog track. There's been another arrest in Wausau as efforts to stop prostitution continue. Wausau police say they've arrested 41-year-old Cronenwetter police officer Jason Rasmussen Thursday night for soliciting a prostitute and encouraging probation violations. Detective Sergeant Greg Hagenbusher issued a statement saying the arrest was made about 6 p.m. as part of a continued commitment that includes pursuing crimes facilitated by individuals using online personal advertisements. There have been two other sting operations involving several men and women placing online ads or responding to them. Wisconsin U.S. Congressman Tom Petri has announced his retirement. The 73-year-old Republican made the announcement yesterday, ending a 35-year career as a representative for the state. A spokesman says Petri's original plan was to seek one more term, but says his decision to retire was the result of several factors. A former deputy sheriff found guilty of sexually assaulting a teenage girl is going to prison. 26-year-old Michael Brayton was a Langlade County deputy, but that ended after he had a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old girl. Brayton entered into a plea deal where his 22 felony charges were reduced to just one, which he pled guilty to. During his sentencing Friday, Brayton apologized to his victim, although they were not in court to hear it. He also apologized for tarnishing the reputation of the sheriff's department. The prosecution has rested its case in the murder trial of Mark Buckeye. The 50-year-old Merrill man is accused of killing his estranged wife, Anita, last April. The last of the prosecution's nearly 40 witnesses took the stand on Friday. The jury will remain sequestered at a Merrill hotel over the weekend. Wisconsin Public Service is retiring and changing some power plants in Weston. Spokesperson Kelly Zagzebski says they're making the changeover official.
We've actually filed with MISO. That's the group that kind of helps to regulate the grid system, that we will be retiring unit number one at Weston and refueling unit number two at Weston to natural gas.
The changeover will take place in 2015. Zagzebski says customers shouldn't see any difference in their service. The Friday fire at Domtar's Rothschild facility was contained to a dust collection unit. Rothschild firefighters spent about 3 hours putting out the blaze, which started around 4:20 in the morning. The fire started when some wood got caught in a giant shredder, causing the machine to create heat and sparks. The sparks were pulled into the dust collector, causing the fire. No one was injured. A second young child was found wandering alone this week. This time, an 18-month-old boy located Friday morning in the Thousand Oaks Trailer Park in Wisconsin Rapids. The person who was supposed to be watching the toddler was interviewed by police, and they are recommending child neglect charges to the Wood County DA. The children are doing well. The other was wandering in Marshfield, South Central Avenue, earlier this week. Her father had left the house, presumably thinking the child was sleeping. He's also being charged with child neglect. And Marshfield's Police and Fire Commission have narrowed down their choices for a new police chief. Two of the finalists are present Marshfield officers. They are Lieutenant Rick Gramza and Sergeant Patrick Zepps. The other two finalists are Appleton Police Lieutenant Jeff Miller and Westward Village, Texas Police Chief Douglas Ream. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.